looks great in t-shirts. It's easy to spell. Young people really love it. So, yeah.
It sounds fresh. It's because it is actually fresh. It's not overworked. In fact, it's our most diverse record ever, I think. Sonically and in terms of the influences. And in some ways, that's why the title Pop seems somehow appropriate at the end, is because it's sort of a broad term. It doesn't really tie you down to one style or one idea. It's quite open. The only consistent factor is, I suppose, that it's music that's of the moment. And I suppose in a weird way, that's what we were trying to do, was produce a record that just was very immediate and kind of crystallized a moment for us in our own music, and also kind of referencing music that's going on around us, because I think all the influences musically for the record were quite contemporary things, and things that you could describe as pop music of the 90s. And what we mean by pop music of the 90s is maybe not what everyone else thinks, but it's pop to us.
Everything's very different on the record. So we're just really, we agree that we want everything for our band. We want, want to be the loudest, we want to be the poppiest, we want to be the funkiest, the freakiest, we want everything for it. Some of the songs on this record we're making are just, very straightforward, simple, just the band just playing, and some of them have me dressed as a policeman.
Yes, indeed, Bono, that's true. Now, Adam, have there been any plans made to do club remixes from the new album?